One time I was a telemarketer in high school.
I worked
for this. Listen, I mean, literally straight up aided the housing crisis. I worked for a company called American Government Mortgage. It was just like it might as well have been called Official Real Ass Mortgage. Like, they're straight up trying to trick dumbasses into thinking the government wants them to refinance. And so I worked for them, and then I looked up the gym teacher's name, like this guy fucking Mr. Small, his name was Cleon. Yeah. And I was like, and I just looked up his number, and I was just like, just because I'd gotten somebody else on the football team a job there, and I just got the most, just pulled the most childish fucking prank. We just called his house, and we were like, hi, is this Mr. Cleon Small? Or I was like, is this Mr. Small? And he was like, yes. And he was like, we're calling from like, I think literally like gaysex.com. It was like, it was some kind of gay porn site. And I was like, your account is way overdue. You owe thousands of dollars to gaysex.com. And he was like, who is this? And I was like, how'd you get this? And I was like, is your username Assmaster Cleon 7? And that was like the bit. He's like, who the fuck is this? I think he literally said like, Stavros. It was like he literally said somebody's name. It wasn't mine, but he like yelled at students. He knew it was like a fucking student. And
man, then prank calling is so much fun.
It was the best.
I used to do it a lot, but we'd never think of anything that good.
Yeah.
Like, it would just.
No,
like,
yeah, it's always like, is this Brian? Wait, shut up. You're fucking gay, dude. Sorry, I didn't think of anything else other than
I remember
that.
One time, one of the best laughs from a prank call that I ever remember was one time we just prank called a random person, and my friend was like, hey, is this, he's like, who is this? The guy was like, who is this? And my friend was like, Mike. He's like, Mike, who's like, Mike Long? And he was like, he looked around and got like this fucking inspiration. He was like, Mike, long dick in your mouth. And we all lost it. We're like, ah!
Mike,
like, that's the level of fucking.
That's such a bad joke.
Michael told me when he was in college, every dorm, they didn't have internet, but every dorm had a phone, and you could like call random numbers, and it was untraceable. And he called one girl up once, and it was like, she like picked up, and he couldn't think of anything. He goes, I'm going to kill you.
My favorite
I'm going to kill you.
My favorite Michael story.
I'm going to kill you.
He told me it was like when he was like 13, he was hanging out with friends in the woods, and then they pulled out cigarettes and started smoking them, and he like got scared and ran away. Like just sprinted away from the group of them smoking cigarettes.
Because of cigarettes.
Well, like running away. Yeah. Not just being like, no, thank you. Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I was scared of weed.
I miss him so much.
Yeah, he's funny. Funny guy.
Too bad he's dead.
Yeah, he died, dude. He got killed by the police after threatening that poor woman.
That was sexual violence.
Yeah, I should do more prank calls.
Yeah, why not? I would like a nice prank call.
It's
another
fun,
another
shit.
Classic.
We prank called this girl in high school or middle school, and we were like, is this Haley? And she was like, yeah. And we were like, would you wear shoes if you didn't have feet? And she was like, no. Then we're like, then why do you wear a bra? Then she cried and got the school involved. My friend David got in trouble.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was so mean.
Why'd you burn her for having little titties?
She was a bitch, to be honest. Okay, she was really mean. But okay.
You know, it'd be cool to like accuse girls of not having pussies.
Then why do you wear underwear?
Yeah, why do you wear underwear? Yo, I heard Stephanie doesn't even have a pussy.
She's like a Ken doll down there.
Yeah, she's completely smooth. What's up, Stephanie Smooth Pussy?
Shut up, I have a pussy. Stop telling people I don't have a pussy. Bitch.
That would be cool. That would be truly cool.
Yeah, so I'm worried that there's going to be a drop off in the audience of this podcast after the election. You know?
Oh yeah, we are pretty political.
I mean, that's why people listen. You know, they need help deciding. You know, they're like, "Who the fuck is this? Who's this? Why is this Hillary bitch can't stop sending emails?
Mm-hmm. Is this the last one before the election? It's
probably, yeah, it is. This is the last.
Oh well, we have to fucking
gotta go.
We have to do a
it's
recap.
Not the last one. What are you talking about?
Sunday, and then election's Tuesday, and then the next episode is Wednesday. This one's going up Sunday.
Saturday.
Up Sunday. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
What, no, the election's the 8th.
Yeah, yeah, it's dude. Tuesday.
Oh, this is the last one before
this
the
is
election.
The last one before the election.
We have to do our big recap.
Well, first of all, I'm firmly with her. Nick is Trump and Stav's undecided, right?
I'm undecided still. Yeah, I haven't.
So
I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not voting for anybody.
Guys, sway me. Which one should I vote for?
I think you should write in the N-word. If people want to say that this country is becoming racist, you know, look at all these people voting for Donald Trump. It proves how racist this country is. Let's show them really how racist.
Be real racist.
Let's fucking vote the N-word into the White House.
Yeah.
The word, not a specific
guy. Who gets
guy.
To be the president if the N-word wins?